試験監督者は音量及び室内の聞こえ具合を確認してください。2024年度第2回実用英語技能検定準1級リスニングテスト。ただいまから準1級リスニングテストを行います。これからお話しすることについて質問は受けませんので、よく注意して聞いてください。なお、リスニングテスト放送中に音飛びや騒音があった場合は、発生した問題のトラックの初めに戻しやり直します。しかしながら、万が一教室監督者が気づかない場合は、速やかに手を挙げてお知らせ願います。このテストではテストの方法と注意事項がすべて英語で放送されます。
The listening test for the grade pre-1 examination is about to begin. Listen carefully to the directions. You will not be permitted to ask questions during the test. This test has 3 parts. All of the questions in these 3 parts are multiple choice questions. For each question,Choose the best answer from among the 4 choices written in your test booklet. On your answer sheet, find the number of the question and mark your answer. You are permitted to take notes for every part of this listening test. Now, here are the directions for part 1. In this part, you will hear 12 dialogues, number 1 through number 12. Each dialogue will be followed by 1 question.For each question, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The dialogue and the question will be given only once.
Now we will begin the grade pre-1 listening test. Number 1.
There was another robbery in the neighborhood this week. That's the 3rd time this month.
It's really frightening.I'm glad the police have increased patrols in the area.
The Martins just got a dog to protect their home. It's a really large, aggressive one.
I'd rather look into a home security system. Alarms are not as expensive as they used to be, you know.
Well, we can't afford to move to a different neighborhood, so that might be our best option.
Question. What does the woman suggest?
Number 2.
Professor Quinn, I've finished with the quizzes from Thursday's class that you asked me to grade. Is there anything else I can help with before the semester break?
Actually, yes. I have the slides ready for the first lecture after the break, but I need some created for the following class. Can I email you my notes and have you put them into presentation slides?
Sure. Anything else?
No.But that will be a huge help. Thanks.
Question. What does the professor ask the man to do?
Number 3.
Now that the kids have moved out, we should make better use of their rooms.
We can change Jason's room for sure.But I have a feeling Maya won't like living so far away, so she might be back.
Do you think so? We should leave her room as it is then?
I think that would be best. We could put a desk into Jason's room, though. That way you wouldn't have to work on the kitchen table every night.
Question. What does the woman say about Maya?
Number 4.
Did you see the job posting for the team leader position?
No, I haven't been checking the job postings.
I think you'd make a great team leader. It would be more responsibility, but you've shown a lot of leadership in the past few months.
I suppose I might be good at it. but I don't feel like I've been here long enough to move into a role where I'm managing others.
You should still apply.
Well, it's certainly something I'll consider.
Question. What does the woman say she will do?
Number 5.
Thanks for bringing me to the Nature Center. I loved the demonstration about bees and their hives.
You know, I used to have my own hives. It was a fairly expensive hobby, but all of that delicious honey was worth it.
Why don't you do it anymore? Did you develop an allergy? That happened to my sister.
No, when I moved houses, there wasn't enough space on the property. I sold all of my equipment to another beekeeper.
Too bad. Sounds like you enjoyed it.
Question. Why did the man get rid of his bees?
Number 6.
Mom, have you ever considered moving to an assisted living facility?
You mean a retirement home? I like living here. Besides, it'd be expensive.
We could afford it if you sold this place. I just think being on your own is going to get harder and harder. What if you fell down and hurt yourself?
There are plenty of people I could call for help.
I guess so, but I'm worried about you, Mom.
I understand. Let me think about it.
Question. What does the man think?
Number 7.
Okay, my suitcase is ready to go. Have you started packing yet?
No, it'll only take a few minutes. I'll do it before we leave in the morning.
Why don't you start now? You always throw your clothes in your suitcase and they get wrinkled. And then you forget things like pajamas because you're in such a hurry.
Well, you sometimes leave important things behind too.
Hardly ever. I make up a list of things to take and check them off so I know I have everything.
Question. What does the woman want the man to do?
Number
8. Hi, how did things go at your conference?
Not great.
Was it poorly attended?
Not at all, but they added more speakers on the day I was presenting my research, so my talk was cut short.
That's too bad. I know you put a lot of work into it. Did you take the intern with you too?
Yes, she helped with the data analysis for the slides, but those all had to be cut.
Well, it wasn't your fault. I hope things go better next time.
Question. Why is the man upset?
Number 9.
Good evening. I'd like a table for 4.
Certainly, sir. We'll have an indoor table available in around 30 minutes. If you'd prefer a table on the patio, I can seat you immediately.
Well, the rest of my party won't be here for another 20 minutes, so I don't mind waiting.
Excellent. You can have a seat at the bar in the meantime if you'd like. I'll let you know when your table is ready.
Thank you. That sounds great.
Question. What will the man do next?
Number 10.
What's the matter, honey?
Oh, I'm just frustrated with my novel. I've barely accomplished anything these last few days.
Really? I thought you were just finishing up the ending.
I was, but a couple of days ago, I realized that several chapters in the middle needed to be completely rewritten.
That sounds like a lot of work.
Yes, and to do it, I need to introduce an additional character. I just can't come up with a suitable one, though.
Well, hang in there.
Question. What is the man's problem?
Number 11.
You're looking worried, Charlie. Are you okay?
No. The final exam for our history course is in 3 days, but I haven't even started studying for it yet.
I wouldn't worry about it. Professor Simon said the exam won't be too tough.
Yes, but there's still a lot to remember. And history is my weakest subject.
Why don't we study together? We could quiz each other on the main topics. That always helps me remember things.
Good idea. Let's meet tomorrow. I'll text you to arrange a time.
Question. What will the man and woman do tomorrow?
Number 12.
Jane, I'm going to take up weight training. Those internet training videos are really inspiring.
That's great, but you should check out a few gyms before deciding on one.
Why's that?
Some gyms are mainly designed for serious bodybuilders who go 5 or 6 times a week. At first, you should go somewhere that caters to a broader range of abilities.
Okay. And would you be able to teach me?
I recommend getting lessons from a professional. It's easy to get injured if you don't use the machines properly.
Question. What is one thing the woman tells the man?